When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
man! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a glorious Hurricanes Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. It's a game night! That's a very busy game night. All kinds of games, but you know the game. It's the game night.
Game night.
There's a lot of games, but there's only one of the game tonight. A lot of action, but there's only one the action tonight. And that is your Miami Hurricanes in the college football playoff semifinal in the Fiesta Bowl. Ironically, you have a win over Ohio State, sending you to the scene of the crime against a new team. That I don't know what the hell's going on with their coaches and whatnot, but I do know that I have never seen Mario Cristobal angrier than I saw him yesterday getting a fruit basket, and that's including the Georgia Tech game where he didn't take a knee.
Why was he upset?
Dude, why? Because I think Mario Cristobal thinks that football is not for presence. That's what I think. I think that Mario Cristobal decided, Vlad, at one point that presence ended at Christmas, and they don't start again until you win the championship. So when he got that gift basket, he was not pleased. And I don't think he had any time for the mayor's cutesy stuff. He's not there for that. He's there for football. Ole Miss, read into this what you will. Like, I'm not here, you know.
They're America's sweetheart.
Don't think Indiana's America's sweetheart?
No.
I don't think Ole Miss is America's sweetheart.
I think everybody went to Ole Miss to win because of what Lane Kiffin did.
Maybe. I feel like if there's America's sweetheart, I think it's Indiana. I don't think that people dig them that much or care that much. Like, it was a cool story, but I don't get that sense that they're America's sweetheart. It'd be cool. I mean, like, you know, from everybody else's name, but I understand why that would be, but I kind of feel like Mendoza's like, you know, got he's so giddy and everybody likes the Cignetti with his grizzled look. I kind of feel like they're America's team. You don't?
All right.
No. Well, either way, I don't really care because guess what? The Canes are giving them two tickets to Blowout City.
Canes are our team.
The Canes are giving them two tickets to Blowout City tonight.
Really? You really think that?
I really do. I really do. Everybody's been asking me, like, are you nervous today? Are you not? Look, I know we live in a world where people want to come out there and they want to, you know, give you a gotcha. I'm just telling you how I feel. Maybe that doesn't happen tonight, but I genuinely feel that tonight the Miami Hurricanes are going to have a fiesta and they're going to give the Ole Miss Rebels two tickets to Blowout City. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with the rest of the tickets. They probably need a lot more admission to that. But I'm telling you right now, that's just what I feel in my bones. And that's just – because, look, I genuinely think on the other side of the bracket, which I haven't been allowed to talk about all week, I'm nervous about those teams. But I do feel like the Miami Hurricanes are so all business, and I do think Ole Miss, while it's a very nice story, I think playtime's over for them. I think that they have had a nice run. Trinidad Chambliss should be very proud of what he's done. That entire roster should be proud that they have emerged from the greed. I'm sure they'll all be LSU Tigers next week anyway. And I just think playtime's over. And you saw that when Mario Cristobal wanted to punch the mayor of Arizona right in his snot box for giving him a gift. You've seen it with Corey Heatherman. You've seen it with Keontae Scott. This is a business trip. And the exit from this business trip is sending the Rebels to Blowout City. And that's really what I feel. Maybe I'll look a fool tomorrow. I don't want to be called a jinx tomorrow, whatever. It's just what I feel. That's what I think is going to happen. I feel like the Miami Hurricanes are going to throttle this team. And then they're going to have a very tough task the next round. But I'm not going to sit here meekly behind a microphone and say, oh, it could be a good game. Oh, they have a fast pace. Oh, they... No, I don't feel that. I don't feel that. I'm too confident in where they're at with this team. I was very nervous for the first game against Texas A&M and their defense and the wind and the fact that they had to, you know, sweat out getting in.
You know they're a better team than Texas A&M, right?
They're a better offense.
They're a better team.
They're a better offense. But just hear my vote. Vlad, this doesn't have to do with who's a better team, who's not a better team. I'm just telling you my ride of feelings, okay? My ride of feelings was I was very nervous because if you lose the game the first round, everybody knows you're laughed at. You laughed at, you lost the first game, and that's how you feel. So you're like, it's not only that you want to advance, you want to get to the point where it's like, you don't want this to look like a mistake that you got in, okay? The next game, there's this historic stakes at it, all right? Everybody's got revenge on their mind. We're all thinking about 2003. We're all thinking about the pass interference. We have the local ties. They're talking a lot of bleep. But I never went into that game nervous. I was just like, whatever happens, happens. They're here. I felt like the line was very, very disrespectful. I did not feel like the Miami Hurricanes were anywhere near a 9.5-point underdog. And lo and behold, they took care of business. They kind of put it on them. A little scare there in the second half. But mostly, the Canes handled that game quite nicely. And this one, I just don't feel that way, Vlad. I think it's a great story. It's nice what they did. But I just think this Canes team, they got the right formulas to make this team miserable tonight. I feel. And if you guys want to be mad at me, fine. That's fine. You can be mad at me tomorrow, or you could say, Tobin, you were a genius. But I don't feel like I am a genius. No. I feel like that's what's going to happen. I feel like the Canes are going to smoke this team tonight.
I love it. You're 10-toe down. You planted your flag, and you're like, you don't think this is going to be much of a concern.
I don't.
And I understand why. So that see, this is what you want. I know what you want. You want the Canes to dominate this game so well.
Yep.
That you could put your attention to the Miami Heat and hopefully that they can get out of the shenanigans that they're in.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I already talked about this yesterday, Vlad. They're going to win the next two games. They'll lose. What they're going to do is they'll win the next two games because the next two, they're good against teams that suck. That's what the Miami Heat is impeccable against teams under 500. They're like 15-2. So I'm not worried about these next two games at all. Like, I think they go and they win these next two. What's going to happen is they'll play for a competitive quarter on Sunday against the Thunder, and then they'll get – that'll be the Thunder slump buster. The Thunder will remember they're the Thunder against the Miami Heat.
So
if you guys want to save time watching the – no, I'll watch. But I'm saying if you want to save time watching the Miami Heat, that's what's going to happen over the next three games.
Well, we all know what we all want. Out of all the three games, there's one win we want.
Of course.
Two could lose.
Oh, if I had to sacrifice?
Yeah, the other two could lose. Panthers, sorry. I seen two stand.
Easily.
You could lose tonight.
Easily.
Easily. You could lose tonight.
But it's just how I feel. Schmeathen is mad at me. Schmeathen is like, I've never hated you more. Because he's sitting here and he cares about this. He cares about the Miami Hurricanes so much. And he doesn't want to feel. And I know what you. Look, Schmeathen. I know what you feel, buddy. I know what you're feeling in your heart. I'm just saying it. You don't have to take the arrows from freezing cold takes if it happens. I do. But it's okay. I'm happy to be laughed at by Feinbaum or all this. I'm not sitting here guaranteeing it. It's just what I feel. I feel like they're taking them to Blowout City.
Ripping your hat.
I love my hat. You don't like this hat?
Honestly, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have noticed your hat.
It's covered in Sebastian.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
Sebastron.
I just won.
Minus one.
Thank you for the clarification. I knew it was Sebastian. I was just not looking at you like that.
Got to be Sebastron if they take him to Blowout City tonight. Tell you that much.
Well, there's some places in Arizona.
Partying in the desert. That's what's going to be going on. I love this hat.
They're ripping your hat.
I love it. I don't care. That's the thing is I can sit here proudly with my covered in Ibis wallpaper hat. This might be the wallpaper in my house after tonight.
I hope so.
I don't think Mrs. Tobin's going
to
go for that.
I would love to hear what she
Maybe in the studio. Maybe in the home studio it'll do that.
Now, do your family know that today's an important night? Like,
yes.
Leave me alone. Yeah, like, don't bother me.
They know it's an important night because they knew. Because what happened was is the Ohio State game was on New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, we like to be in our house. We like to watch the ball drop and all that type of stuff. And my wife, you know, sometimes we'll go out. I was like, look, I don't know what to tell you. We're not going out this year. It's the biggest Canes game in over 20 years, which, you know, kind of got the look, which is fine. I made up for it the next day. But
trust me, you weren't the only South Florida man that was getting the looks. And they made skits about the way wives were all dressed up at 6 p.m., 6:30 to get ready to go somewhere, and the Canes game was going on.
There should, yeah. And so everybody's aware now because of what happened on New Year's. Yes, we're all aware of what's happening tonight. That's so it is everybody is ready, Vlad. Everybody is excited for it. And, you know, I'm walking. Everybody's asking me in the building today. Oh, what do you, you know, obviously because I have this ridiculous hat on. But I love this hat from Parks and Rec, by the way. My boy Alex from Parks and Rec. Go check out his stuff.
Never misses.
He never misses. He
my
never
dad
misses.
My dad told my sisters not even to come by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's business trip. That's why.
He's like, He's like, don't come by.
I just want to be. He just wants to be alone.
He's like, I'm watching the game. Don't come by.
That's how I was during the A&M. I was a wreck during the A&M game. I was a wreck.
Well, that's Saturday noon. Like, that's the first.
I was a wreck.
You woke up and you were ready to go.
Yeah, dude. I was a wreck during that game just because of how it went. But dude, I'm telling you right now, this is. I feel good about tonight. Everybody's saying, "What do you feel is going to happen tonight?" I've been telling them 2 tickets to Blowout City. They're like, really? I was like, yes, that's how I feel. I'm not allowed to feel what I feel?
Why do they ask you?
Probably because of the ridiculous hat.
No, I mean, but like, obviously, people know what you're going to say.
Sometimes I'll be like, you know, I think it's going to be a close game. Sometimes I will say that. I think it's going to be a close game. But that's not what I feel. I feel like it's an ass-kicking tonight.
We expect you to say Canes in five.
If that was a thing, I would do it.
Yes. That's what they all expect you to do or say.
So excited, dude. Anywho, give you some quick headlines here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Fiesta Bowl tonight, 7:30. Countdown to kickoff begins at 3 o'clock on FM 104.3 WQAM. The Miami Heat, they take on the Chicago Bulls tonight at 8 o'clock. I believe Jaime Jaquez Jr. is questionable to play tonight, so that's good news. It seems like he's getting healthier. That game will air on AM 560. And the Florida Panthers, for all our hockey heads out there, they take on the Montreal Canadiens tonight, looking for a little revenge after that blown game just a week ago. That's at 7 o'clock. That's on HD2? That's where that's at tonight?
I believe it's on HD. Yeah, HD2 because the 790 gives the Latin Canes game. They do the Latin broadcast.
Okay.
The Spanish broadcast of the Canes game. Still without a GM.
Still without a GM, but narrowing the list. We'll get to that coming up next.